Hello, listeners. This is a little prototype episode, I guess, of what we want to call Wednesday Night Snackdown. We're gonna make tier lists of different snacks and sodas and beverages and stuff like that. Today, it's gonna be the big root beer battle. We're gonna make a tier list of some of our favorite root beer brands or flavors. Yeah, we'll see how this whole ass thing goes. But before we get to that tier list and in the beige corner, weighing 14 million square feet and standing 42,000 feet high. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with like a cool intro. In the beige corner, we have Dwayne the Threk Johnson.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, brother.
Brother.
In the burnt orange corner, coming in at 6969 pounds, it's Cold Stone Steve Austin.
Boo.
What?
And I am your ring man and also fellow combatant. I don't fucking know. Nacho Man Candy Savage.
Boo this man.
Boo. Fucking sucks. Get off the stage.
He's gonna die in a car crash. Boo.
And a heart attack from all the Slim Jim endorsements. Imagine all the grease pumping through Macho Man Randy Savage's veins from all the fucking Slim Jims he's consumed.
He did not eat
consumed.
Those Slim Jims.
No, fuck.
No way.
He knew better. He fucking
you know
knew
that,
better.
The cool thing about that is, though, is that followed him around his entire life, so wherever he went, like, he was sponsored by Slim Jim, no matter what.
That's cool. Did you know when Macho Man passed away, the only operating Slim Jim factory in the United States closed down?
Really?
Yeah.
There's only one?
In America, like one factory that makes Slim Jims still here. And they shut down for like a day or two in honor of his passing.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. They couldn't go on. They couldn't go on, man.
Oh, yeah, fuck, man. Pour one out for our boy.
Day.
Oh, yeah.
One whole day without processing earthworms. That's crazy.
They taste so good, though.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
But there are better jerky brands.
That's for sure, but not one as cool. That's also for sure.
Hey, to finish up those introductions, though, so yeah, Dwayne the Threk Johnson, as you might have already guessed and or heard, it's Threk. Hey, Threk.
What's up?
Hello.
I'm eating some goldfish.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Wonderful.
My favorite snack.
Goldfish? That's your favorite?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty high.
I'm a Pepperidge Farm simp.
Oh, dude.
Everything they make is fucking amazing.
What are those? Milano cookies.
I even like the Chessmans. Chessmans are great.
That's what I was thinking of, is the Milanos. The Milanos are really fucking
Milanos
good.
Even are
like
great.
They put out mint things for around
Ooh,
Christmas.
The mint
those
Milanos
are so good, too.
Fantastic.
And Cold Stone Steve Austin, that's actually Nova. He's my brother-in-law. You were on one episode of Super Pod Saga, I think like episode 12.
Episode number 14, to be exact, sir.
Oh, shit. Did you have that shit pulled up and ready to go?
No, I was joking. I don't know. It's 12 or 14. What
You're pretty close. Let's get right into this fucking thing, because I don't know what else we really even need to say or add to this. Let's get into it.
It's
first
root beer.
Up,
you either like it or you don't.
That's very true.
There are
true.
Some people who just hate root beer. Like, just despise it. You know? And
I'm going to take a sip
yeah.
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, those people hate their life.
That's true. That's true. Sure. But
they're very sad individuals.
Yeah.
That one's for the haters.
But the good thing about root beer is that despite there being some commonality, they all have a different vibe to them. You know?
That's
so
true.
You'll find one that you'll be like, yeah, I can fuck with this. You know? And that's what we're here today to find out.
For sure.
Which ones do we fuck with?
Yeah, there were. So in total, we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we've got 8 brands.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8 brands. And of course, with so many different brands of root beer out there, leaving that in because that was a good one.
That was good.
With so many different brands. Yeah, yeah. With so many other brands of root beers out there, there's no way in hell we've ever had like every single kind. So yeah, let's start.
You're kind of underestimating me. I don't know. I've had pretty close to every single kind of root beer.
He secretly drank every single one.
Yes, no, I have. Yeah.
Nova's the fucking road warrior of root beer over here.
I am, yeah.
Road warrior mug.
Chugging along on his Harley Davidson. He's got, like, in his saddlebags, he's just got millions of cans of like, room temp root beer.
He has, like, the football, the football shoulder pads, but instead of the spikes, yes, it's, like, 2 gallon bottles of, like, A&W and Barks.
Hell yeah.
What a rush.
Well, it's football beer helmets, but, like, on one side, you got a can of Barks, and the other side is, like, is A&W.
There you go. There you go.
So you're getting the caffeine, and you're getting the creaminess.
Hell yeah. We love creaminess.
We do love, hey, we love cream.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Okay. Let's start with Stewart's, one that I don't... It looks familiar, what? But I've never had it before.
Okay, I think I'm the only one here who's had Stewart's. Is that correct?
I think so. I have.
Okay.
That's the one root beer I've
had. Okay, so Stewart's. I had this one time many years ago. I was on a date. We went to like a local Mexican restaurant. It was great. And I was like, ooh, root beer. Can I have one, please? And then they give me a bottle of Stewart's. And I'm like, interesting. So, you know, they give me the bottle. I sniff it. And I'm like, it smells like maple syrup. Huh.
Ooh, like Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Stewart himself.
Stewart Copeland, drummer of the Police. He smells like syrup. Anyways, so I'm sniffing it, right? And I'm like, huh, this is weird. And then I chug it. And it literally tastes like maple syrup with a little bit of that root beerness in there. Just like a teeny bit.
Okay.
And
it's all the arsenic that was in it.
It didn't kill me. This was years ago. Long time ago. But it was just...
If it was going to kill you, I would have done it by now.
Oh, yeah. But like the taste... Throw a call in there. Thank you.
I can't. I'm...
throw me some wrestling bullshit in here, right here.
Okay. Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
I'll edit that in.
That was even better. So yeah, Stewart's. Yeah. It's like it has like a weird maple syrup quality to it, but it like overtakes the power of like the root beer part of it. So I only had it once, and I was like, eh, I don't know if I ever want this again. It was strange, and I'll always remember for being strange. It wasn't necessarily terrible, but I think as a root beer, it leaves a lot to be desired. So I'm going to say, let's put it in the C tier for Stewart.
Okay. How was the consistency on it? Was it like...
The consistency was there.
Like it was like kind of creamy and like thick.
It was more on the thin side. Like you know how like it has like like it's similar consistency to like IBC. You know, it's kind of similar to that, but I think IBC's taste is much, much higher than Stewart's is. Yeah. So Stewart's was maybe trying to be IBC, but with a twist. But that twist, I didn't particularly care for. I'd be willing to try one again, but it's kind of hard to find. So, and I don't want to buy a six-pack of it for, like, I don't know, $25 or whatever, like, six packs of root beer cost these days. I mean, IBC is expensive, but...
Ooh, I don't know about that. We went to Kansas City for vacation, and I think it was a 4-pack of IBC for like, I think it was like $3.
Oh, damn.
$2.50 or $3. Yeah.
Wasn't it in the clearance? Fired.
No, it was in, what was that dumb grocery store? It was in a Price Chopper in Kansas City, Missouri. Wow. So maybe that's why.
So it was in like a cheapo place.
That's like secondhand groceries, yeah.
Dude, it was nice as fuck, though. But I mean,
that price for IBC is fantastic, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True. It was just Stewart's with a different label on.
We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll get to that. Let's get Not Your Father's Root Beer out of the fucking way. D. So, I had...
Damn. Harsh in the mellow already.
Dude, Not Your Father's Root Beer. I mean, it's cool that it's a boozy, alcoholic root beer. You can drink with your buds and get a little buzzed or something, but like, you can tell it really tries to hide how boozy it is with, like, massive amounts of sugar.
Yes.
So it's, like, it's really sweet, like, gut-hurtingly it's way sweet.
It's, like, way too sweet.
It just hurts. It hurts your fucking teeth.
I can agree with that.
It puts a film on you.
Yeah, it gives you a cavity as you're drinking it. It's so weird, you know? Like, well, little confession. When I was younger, I thought root beer was beer without the alcohol. Because I was like, oh, it's the root of beer, right? That was how my brain put it together.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So having this, I was like, oh, this will complete the circle. I'll finally know what root beer tastes like with booze. I mean, I could have added it myself, but yeah. And it's one of those, like, sugary alcohol drinks that's, like, it's way too sugary, which I think is trying to entice you to drink it more so you can probably get, like, drunk faster and do some really dumb shit, you know, like me throwing up everywhere. But you know, yeah, D feels right, because it's not even really that good of a root beer. I imagine if you took the booze part out of it and just had it as a root beer, it would just kind of be shit.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The problem is it doesn't focus on the root beer part at all. You know, if it was like, say, if somebody took like A&W and mixed in, like, I don't know, a little vodka or something, that would probably be a more interesting experience.
I want to see what the alcohol content is in not your father's root beer, just to see like how much
it can't be that
high. It's trying to hide.
Maybe like 6%.
They have different sodas too. I think it's for people really that just like they just
had one for like a cola as well. I think the same company.
Okay, hold on.
That one can't be
much
better.
Hold on to your pants.
Oh boy,
they've got three different versions. So they have a 5.9%, they have a 10.7%, and a 19.5%.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
God, one crazy. Sip of that, I can't drive. Good God.
So it's really trying to hide its fucking...
And I can't tell you which one I had. No idea. But honestly, I imagine it doesn't change much. So, like if you want to just, like, if you want to get drunk, you buy, like, some of the bottom shelf shit and just chug it, right? Like, this isn't, this is a
like
drink,
the paint thinner.
Yeah, this is, like, an alcohol you're supposed to enjoy, and even as you're enjoying it, it's like, this isn't really that good.
This sucks. This is giving me a fucking tummy ache.
Like, I bet the higher alcohol content ones have way more sugar to try to drown out the higher amount of booze.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to get diabetes, so... Throw in the D for diabetes.
Put this
into
perspective here. A Four Loko, like the strongest one you can get. And Four Loko, I mean, that's just literally for fucking people. Just
do people still...
It's 14.
Is Four Loko still a thing?
God.
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay,
yeah.
I haven't seen it like being consumed in like that kind of setting for a long time. I think when like White Claw became the big thing, that kind of overtook it.
Yeah.
No, seltzers are starting to fade out. Like, people still kind of drink the alcoholic seltzers, but...
Seltzers.
Yeah, not as much as they used to. Like, back when I was still playing the drums in my band, like, that's when White Claw was really a thing, and my bandmates were chugging the shit out of it the whole time. And I would have a few, and I'm like, these aren't really that good, but...
Yeah.
Like, I like Perrier. Like, I'm a big Perrier guy, but I wouldn't put alcohol in that.
Yeah, like I love Liquid Death, but I don't want to fuck it up with alcohol, man.
Exactly.
Okay, if we're talking about like the that kind of stuff, you guys ever had the bubbler drinks?
Yeah, dude.
Those
are good.
Yeah, not
good.
Bad.
That's my favorite kind of drink like that, I think. The blue one.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. So far we've got Not Your Father's Root Beer in D and Stewart's in C.
Accurate.
Let's do...
You know, hold on. Okay. That's saying something, because two of us haven't even had Stewart's, and it's ranked above Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Well, I can say, as somebody who's had both of them, I would drink a Stewart's over a Not Your Father's.
That's fair. I just think Not Your Father's is so bad that it's
not good.
I'm gonna...
Like, Stewart's at least still has barely the essence of a root beer, whereas Not Your Father's Root Beer doesn't really taste like root beer. That's kind of its...
Yeah.
If it tasted more like root beer and had like a better mixture of the alcohol, I'd be willing to rank it higher. But it just... Like, it's a good idea, but the execution is just complete dog shit, like most alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll compound even further on top of that. I've had Not Your Father's Orange Soda, and I've had Not Your Father's, like, the Mountain Dew version, and they were both just fucking awful.
I think
it's Not Your Father's because your father would have done something better.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, if you just want a good mixed drink, just do a Jack and Coke. It still works. A Jack and Coke is nice.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
I know they recently were selling it together, like in like the can, like already pre-mixed. I don't know if that's any good or not. Like me, I'd rather just mix them myself.
It's not as it's very Coke-y for sure.
Yeah.
Tastes like
when it's like
kind of an off cola.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, just mix it yourself, kids.
Yes,
children. Yeah, exactly. The children who drink Jack Daniels.
That's who drinks the Four Locos that we were
Oh yeah. I remember in college once I was going to the bathroom like in the morning and I went into like the toilet and there were literally like cans of Four Loko shoved into like the toilet. Like
oh my god.
And me not giving a fuck, I just pissed on him. And didn't say a word a word to anybody.
I would have pissed on whoever put those cans.
Yeah, I think they were long gone at that point.
Let's get Olipop out of here
Olipop. Shout out to Jolichon, because Jolichon, I was once chatting with her about like soda stuff, and she recommended I try the Olipop brand. And so because of her, I've been slowly working my way through all the flavors that they have. So thank you, Jala.
Yeah. And it's not... Oh, man.
It's not bad.
It's all right.
You can definitely tell it's... It's like trying to be a soda, but using more like kind of natural ingredients. So when you drink it,
it's very rooty.
Very rooty. Yes, it
like little bits of root in there.
The root in root beer. It's definitely when you drink it, you feel less, I guess, guilty about it because like the sugar content's really low, and it, and they sell it like with the kombucha. Like at least where I am, it's in that section. So yeah. I think it's trying to be like a kombucha soda hybrid, I think, and kombuchas are really good for you, but they taste like shit. So this at least tastes good. But this Olipop, it's much like all the others, where when you first drink it, you're like, oh, that's weird. But the more you go through the can, by the end of it, you're like, I've gotten used to it, you know? I can vibe to it. And this one definitely is taking a lot of A&W influence. Like it's very kind of creamy. And reminds me a bit of A&W in flavor. It's not one-to-one, but I think that's what it's going for, but trying to do it with more, like, natural ingredients, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah. And
It's
only downside is it's very pricey. Like, where I am, like, a can of it, like, an 8-ounce can is, like, $2.50.
Yeah, I literally just had one yesterday, and it was, I think it was $2.78 or something like that.
Yeah, some stupid price.
So the root beer one for the Olipop brand is the only one I don't really like. But I can drink it. But I would not go out of my way to drink that over another root beer.
Yeah, my favorite Olipops are either the orange one. I quite like the orange one.
That's mine.
The lemon lime was also pretty good.
The cherry cola was pretty good, too.
Yeah, the cola's okay. They're like Dr. Pepper ripoff. Doesn't work. Though I think most Dr. Pepper ripoffs don't work. Really, there's only two. There's only Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb. Those are the only good ones. The rest of them are terrible.
I think Mr. Pibb's
better. Mr. Pibb is better.
I'm going to be that guy.
It is better. But, like, Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper are good, and then the other ones are shit.
If you're comparing, Mellow Yellow to Mountain Dew, too, I think Mellow Yellow is better.
It is, but I don't like either one. I graduated high school. I don't need to drink a Mountain Dew ever again.
That's fair.
What do we, What are we looking at for Olipop?
Olipop, I would give it a B.
A B?
It's better than Stewart's. At the very least, it's at the highest of the C.
Mm. Yeah, I would say low B, high C.
Yeah, it's better than Stewart's. We can adjust it as we go.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could do like a C plus or B minus,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as it it's better than you'd think.
It is a very middle of the road.
Yeah.
Revere though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like if I could get like a 12 pack of that for like the price of a normal 12 pack of like root beer, I would buy that.
Yeah, no, it'd be 50.
Yeah,
bucks,
I'm not so paying 50 bucks for that. No. That's one thing that really kills it is the price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see another small boy out of here. What about Casey's root beer? I never got a chance to try that. I know Thrack, you for sure have had it.
I drank it on stream.
I'm sure Nova's. And I'm sure Nova's had it because he works at it. He manages a Casey's.
Oh, you do?
I do manage
yeah,
Casey's.
They
yeah.
just opened a Casey's like right by my house. In fact, when I'm coming home from work, it's like right off the highway exit. It's right there. So like last Wednesday before my stream, I just improv took a right, went in, and was just looking around, and I saw they had their own brand of root beer, and I was like, oh, let me try that. I also got the brand of pickle flavored potato chips. Because that's another vice of mine.
Those are good.
They were very dill. Like, more dill than, like, the Lay's ones. But I liked them. They were very strong, though.
You can tell they're cheap. They're not...
Yeah.
They're not,
like the Lay's dill is really good, but it's, like, a nice blending. I mean, hell, even that weird pickle, like, kettle-cooked pickle chips. Mm-hmm. Those are bang. Love those. They used to make pickle Pringles. I miss those. Those were fucking good.
Yeah, dude, I remember that.
I don't see them anymore. They've just gone. Sad. No. Breaks my heart.
Yeah, I don't either.
Goddamn Pringle man. Anyways, the Casey's root beer. I liked it. It was... I mean, I give a little bit of review on my stream if you guys want to check. If you go to, say, youtube.com/thrack94, I'm going to plug myself real quick. And you go to part 4 of my Sega Genesis ranking, and like the first 5 minutes, I open it up and drink it. So, and I remember enjoying it. Like, it kind of has its own, like, kind of unique thing about it. Like I taste a little bit of A&W, I taste a little bit of Mug, maybe even a teeny bit of Barks in there. Like, it's a weird mixture, but it kind of does its own thing.
It's almost, to me, I think it's like it's like light. You know?
It is light. Like it's not very sugary.
It's just, yeah, for sure. It's just got a hint of root flavor to me.
It's probably the closest to Mug, because I think a lot of these store brand root beers tend to go for a Mug flavor. Like we didn't put it on here, but like the Kroger brand root beer, Big K, like that's just Mug root beer.
It's probably even in the same plant.
Probably. It's not one-to-one, but it's very close. So.
Yeah.
Would you say it's on the same level as Olipop or better than Olipop?
I would give Casey's a B. I would put it above Olipop, though. I think it had a much nicer taste. It was a bit smoother as well. So, yeah. It was higher. I don't know if I'd buy a 2 liter of it, but like a bottle here and there, sure, why not? But I don't buy 2 liters.
Yeah,
that's just not me.
Yeah, this next one, Great Value Root Beer. I only bought a 2 liter because that's all I could find. I didn't want to buy like a whole 12 pack.
Was it like $1?
Yeah, it was like $1, and a 12 pack is like fucking $3.
They actually,
I don't blame you.
They paid him to take it.
So I fuck. I have not had Casey's root beer, but I would still put Great Value above Olipop. Again, it's cool. Olipop is like a healthy alternative, but like if I'm in the mood for a root beer, I want like an actual root beer, not an Olipop.
I would put the Great Value above Casey's, I think.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and So, I don't know. It's just, that one is, it's just really easy to drink, and
it is.
I think the price point's really good on it, too, because like you said, a 2 liter is like $1. So if you're really just wanting a root beer, and that's your last dollar, I mean, that's really easy to just walk into a Walmart.
And it's premium quality.
It is, dude. It's delicious and creamy, too. Read that label to me.
I saw it, dude. Root beer, delicious and creamy, 67.6 fluid ounces.
Whoa.
Yeah, our listeners stop. Don't get to watch Aaron chug it on his 240p webcam. It's a beautiful sight for only my four eyes.
And Nova's. Nova's also a four eyes. We're all four eyes here.
Oh, yeah.
I am four eyes.
Glasses gang, rise up.
Okay. Next. Well, I guess, yeah, are we all in agreeance? Like, is
I haven't had great value, so I'm just agreeing. Sure.
Okay. They're like right there. They're like the same. But I think great value just has a more like definitive taste.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Let's leave the big three for now. IBC. I bought a four pack of it, like I said, at a Price Chopper in Kansas City, MO, and it was fucking smooth. Even like room temp, it was fucking good. It was pretty fucking good.
I love IBC. I think it's the best root beer you can buy.
There is no root beer without IBC. It's not my favorite, but it is. I mean, it's historically, look at it. It's a
special occasion root beer, usually because of like how pricey it is. Like, whenever you go out to a restaurant and they separate, like, the root beer from the soda and they're like, you can't refill it or whatever, that's when you're like, oh, that's IBC. Give me one of those.
In the glass bottle? That's the glass bottle root beer?
Yeah, you're like,
about?
Give me that. And it's always IBC. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's so good.
And it made you look cool when you were little.
It still makes you look cool, dude. Yeah.
Don't let people see the label. True. You just drink it and act like you're all,
drinking an IBC, smoking a candy cigarette. You're the coolest 10-year-old.
Yeah, my inhibitions. Oh, no.
You'd hate to look at me at a red light. I'm holding both of those.
like, imagine you're holding one of them outside your car, just chugging the IBC, and then a cop pulls you over, and you're like, bro, this is root beer. Yeah, and then he's like, I'll be the judge of that, and takes a swig, and he's like, oh, that's fucking good. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Wait a minute.
No shit.
I'll let you off if I can have the rest of this.
You can have one of them, sir.
We must kung fu fight for this last IBC, officer.
That'll be $6, officer.
A cab.
$6.
I want to put IBC in S, personally.
It's an S.
It is an S. Yeah, okay. It's an S tier. Let's be real.
Yeah. And of course, we can adjust it if we need to.
To double S.
ASMR?
Yeah. I was going to put my face real close to the mic, but it's
okay. Put your butthole real close to the mic or something.
Yeah, just scratch it right there on the mic.
good thing the camera's off.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
You guys can't see my candy cigarette. It's Newport flavored.
Marlboro candy cigarettes. We'd all be so confused.
Yeah. Menthol.
Or it's like some obscure, like, old discontinued Marlboro flavor like Skyline. What's a discontinued Marlboro flavor, Cheyenne?
Probably Skyline.
What, Skyline Chili?
Yeah, we'll go Skyline.
Boo!
Ooh, blacks. I've never had a Marlboro Black before. That sounds cool.
Just imagining.
I haven't tried. Let's do a cigarette tier list.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Speedrunning lung cancer on podcast.
God, I haven't had a cigarette in years. But,
fuck, man.
But no, well, when you said Marlboro Skyline, that made me think of like a Marlboro that like tastes like Skyline chili.
Oh yeah, Camel Crush. God. Those are good. It's Camel Crush flavored. Okay.
That'd be disgusting.
Take a big hit and it's just beans.
Like just horrible chili and like way too much cheese. Like what the fuck is this? God. And as a native Ohioan, some people get mad when I shit talk Skyline chili, but it's the truth, okay? These people need to know. It's barely chili.
Yeah, exactly. It's just paste and fucking cheese, dude. Yeah,
Wendy's chili is better.
Yeah, Wendy's chili is good.
Yeah. Though, fuck Wendy's.
I really want to try that fucking Ohio delicacy, the like chili on top of spaghetti. That sounds pretty fucking lit.
When you put it on like spaghetti, it makes more sense. But it's not like a really good like spaghetti meat sauce, you know? It's weird. Okay. It's weird. If you come to Ohio, I'll show you. We'll go to Skyline.
What about spaghetti?
I will say, there. If you get one of the conies, like if you put that chili on like one of the little hot dogs, that's probably the best place for Skyline is like the meat sauce on a chili, on like a hot dog.
Fuck.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Okay.
Chili tier list. Let's go.
Dude, Barks.
All right. I love Barks. I was addicted to Barks for like years. Like that was like the only soda I drank for like a 2-3 year period.
Yeah, man. And so this one, I don't remember a lot of it from like growing up, but this was another one. I managed to find a bottle at a gas station in Kansas City. And it was fucking good. It's the only root beer that has caffeine, or like one of the few maybe that has caffeine.
I think it's the only major one.
Yeah, yeah, and it's got like it's a little fucking spicy. It's got like a unique. Little...
So that's what I was gonna say. I was scared of that shit when I was a kid. I couldn't drink it because I didn't think it was good. Now that I'm older, I have a more refined palate. It's definitely good.
As the name implies, it has a bark. It has a bark to its bite.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that's why they named it that way. I don't know. It does like hit differently than a lot of the other root beers. It's probably why I was drawn to it. So I'm like, this is so weirdly different, you know? And then I would drink it and be like, I can't fucking sleep. But
had too much root beer. I can't fucking go to bed.
I can't go to high school. I had too much root beer.
You're fucking sleepwalking. You're like hungover from too much fucking root beer, bro.
No, just imagine like you're in like 10th grade like English class or whatever, and you just hear like a can. You're like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, I'm just sipping on like a root beer under the class. I'm like, this shit's so fire, dude.
It's fucking itching. You're itching
I'm
for skitching,
it. Dude.
You got like this really cool koozie on the outside where it says Cowboys butts drive me nuts or something.
No, the cozy would say totally not alcohol, I swear.
Yeah.
It's just a can of Barks root beer and they're like, are you sure? I'm like, you heard me crack it open. Like, I ain't that smart.
I think even, like, it's got a unique crack when you open it.
Oh, yeah,
too,
absolutely.
You know? Like,
I got it in a bottle, like, unfortunately, so I'm not sure.
That's okay.
Boo.
That's okay.
Boo. No, it's not. No.
Let's blame Missouri, dude. It's not me. It's Missouri. That's the tagline for the whole state of Missouri. It's not me. It's Missouri.
Just blame the Midwest in general, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
Is Ohio Midwest? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's there.
I've Googled it, and it's Midwest states.
I don't know. It feels like it just barely... It sits in like a weird spot where it's like... It's too far in to be East Coast. It's like too far east to be Midwest. It's too north to be the South. So it's like a weird mix of all of them.
I think you could cut it into quarters.
Yeah.
Like, I think the part that borders Indiana, that's a little bit.
Yeah.
It is, according to the federal government, it is Midwest.
What do they know?
The federal government.
Dumbasses.
Anything.
Shitheads.
Yeah.
I think Barks is an A, because, like, If I had the choice between like IBC and Barks, I would probably go IBC. Like Barks is good, but I want that glass bottle.
Like
premium
like Barks
shit.
In a glass bottle.
I guess how I would define it is IBC is like a really good local pizza. You know what I mean? Like one that you go out of one that you like go out of your way for and you're like, this shit is fucking fire. Whereas Barks is like your favorite of like the pizza chains, like the Pizza Huts or whatever. Like that's the one I go for.
The
Domino's
pizza.
Yeah, like kind of that.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, that sounds good. How about Mug?
Mug's a weird one for me.
We're getting to that point where I kind of would want to do Great Value over Mug, because, like, Mug, I...
Listen.
Mug is okay, but it's not amazing.
I think somebody, when they were making that, they were trying to make a Pepsi, and they fucked up.
It tastes like it belongs in the Pepsi family. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as somebody who's, a Pepsi drinker these days... Because, I don't know, some with my taste buds, Coke just doesn't taste the same as it used to, but Pepsi is better. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Pepsi is fucking good.
Pepsi is good, but like, I don't know if Coke changed the flavor or something, because whenever I have Coke these days, it just, it doesn't hit like it used to.
I don't know, man. It tastes like battery acid to me.
Yeah, it's like way too caramely these days. I don't know what happened. If I go to McDonald's, I'll get one of their Cokes, because that shit is still fire, but...
Yeah.
But that's really the only instance. But yeah, Mug is... It's very light. I think it's way too sweet. It has, like, way too much sugar to it. Like, I think having caffeine would actually be a help, even though it doesn't have any.
Yeah. And it's still pretty thick, too. Yeah. Like, it's pretty creamy, like A&W, but it doesn't, hit the same. No. It doesn't have, like, the same, like pop of root beer that the other ones have.
So, like, the way... described Stewart's is exactly how I feel about Mug root beer.
Okay.
Like, it's just really syrupy to me. I don't know.
I could see that. To me, it's very thin. It's like watered down.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you pick like Olipop and Casey's and all those over Mug?
Honestly, yes.
Yes.
I think so too.
When I was a kid, I loved Mug.
Like, yeah, you know, Mug was good as a kid. Ice cold. And I'm like, oh, it has like a bulldog on it. That's cute.
That's probably why I liked it.
It has the best logo of all of them, by a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or a fat stogie or something.
Fat stogie.
Yeah.
I also just love saying like that's a Mug moment.
That is.
Editor, give me a Mug moment. Beer. Thank you.
Thank you. So would you pick Olipop over Mug? Because I would pick Mug over Olipop, to be honest.
I'd put fucking Mug in a C if you're asking me.
Yeah, let's throw it in C.
I don't know.
Because Olipop's much more interesting to drink. I would put Mug above Stewart's. Yeah.
Stewart's? Okay.
But like Olipop it's much more interesting. Like when I drink an Olipop, it's like an adventure.
That's true.
Because it starts out one way and ends completely different. You know?
And it's good for your gut too.
Oh yeah.
If you're weighing the pros and cons. Gut.
You can't see it.
If you're weighing the pros and cons, it's like, okay, I'm gonna take a fat honking shit after this Olipop. Whereas Mug, I'm just gonna gain a couple pounds or something.
As I always say, I have a six pack, it's just in the keg somewhere.
I don't know. Yeah, I think Olipop and Mug are both C+, if we were breaking it down.
But I think Olipop is better than Mug. In my opinion.
Yeah, it is. Because it's just unique, you know?
Mug's just kind
of... It's like if somebody only drank root beer and they pissed it out. I think it's that.
That's what it's like. I can see that.
Mug piss. So,
the big one. The final... The biggest... the one people... When you think of root beer, they immediately go A&W.
And I mean, that's kind of for... like a good reason. So for one, what I really love about A&W is the you can get those bottles that kind of almost look like those plastic bottles that resemble a glass bottle. Like, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
They used to have texture on them. Like, they used to be like kind of textured, and they'd etch the logo into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because... But growing up, my grandpa used to do root beer floats, and A&W was his choice. Yeah, and he always had like the mini bottles. I think they had like smaller bottles, but
he's doing shots of fucking root beer.
Oh,
dude.
You damn right he was. I like
if we're breaking it down. Sorry, no. Go ahead.
I remember like A&W being like a special thing, because whenever I'd go over to my grandparents, they always had A&W. My granddad would always give me one. You know. So I always was like, "Ooh, it's like a special treat." You know, while I hide in his den and watch. Like Nickelodeon used to have, what was it, Gas, where they had like reruns of like Guts and Figure It Out and all that. It was like
I watched
the shit out of that. I've watched so many episodes of Guts and Legends of the Hidden Temple and all that good shit,
dude. I fucking love that show.
I've watched Legends of the Hidden Temple recently. It's still a fucking cool show. It's so cool.
I always thought somebody was gonna get a big rock jump,
why don't they bring the temple back? Hidden Temple, bring it back.
They need to put it on Netflix.
Oh, I'd watch
like,
it. I'd watch the shit out of it.
Do it like
imminent death.
I wanted a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, edgier. I wanted a little bit more fucking edgy. Yeah.
So as a kid, I really loved it. But then as I got older and was trying all the different root beers, A&W kind of fell off to the side for me. I think it was like I was hung up on like the vanilla aspect because I'm not really a fan of like cream sodas or like the heavy like vanilla stuff. But recently for this, I got a bottle and I drank it and I was pleasantly surprised. It's really good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I hadn't had one in such a long time. So it was almost like a brand new kind of drink. And I was like, God damn, this is good. Like, really good.
If we're breaking it down to an experience, I think that's my number one. You get it in. Like, you ever go to the A&W restaurant where, like, yeah. John Silver's?
And they have it in a frozen mug. Not in a long time.
Oh, my God, dude. You get it in
pump it out of that fucking barrel?
Yeah, they have the special pump for it. Oh, yeah, and they gave you the chilled mugs. Yeah, I always did that.
Yeah.
Always did that.
Dude. The things I would do to have one of those in my house.
And your florist is like always sticky like it always is at A&W.
You could probably get me to do... Hold on, my dog's yelling because she loves A&W so much. You could get me to do anything to have one of those now.
You got like pet control called on you. He's feeding his dog.
She's fine. You were talking about with your grandpa too. My grandpa and I used to go to there was a Long John Silver's, Long John Silver A&W, just right down the road from where we lived, and we would go there once a week, man. And that was an experience for me. I think that plays into part why I like it so much. But like, I don't know. It's just the whole experience for me. The chilled mug. Sometimes you get a little ice cream in there, man.
It is the perfect root beer for a root beer float. I've tried Barks, I've tried Mug in like root beer float situations. They don't complement the ice cream as well as A&W does.
I think it's the vanilla, like creaminess absolutely. Of it that helps for sure. Yeah.
It's so fucking weird that you guys also, I guess maybe it's a grandpa thing, but like I remember when my dad was having his house moved to where it currently is, because he moved it from like a different town over to where it is now, and my grandpa was in charge of the whole thing. And he would always stop at Casey's to get two fucking A&W bottles because they were like $2 for $3 back in the day. Man, I miss those days when shit was so fucking cheap. But A&W it's almost god tier. It's
that's an S plus for me, buddy.
I think IBC is the better root beer, but when it comes to like the most readily available one of the three, I think A&W is the best one.
That's true.
Even though I think I have a more personal connection to Barks, you know, just because it was like my thing for a very long time and I still really love Barks, but just having A&W recently, I'm like, yeah, this is why it's the king. Like I've finally come up full circle and I'm like, I get it.
Man, if I could build a cow from the ground up and put whatever I wanted in its udder.
It would be
fucking chilled in a glass cup A&W.
Holy fuck, bro.
Just imagine you like sucking on a cow's teat and like fucking root beer's coming out.
Fuck. Like I said, I would do anything. If you told me that cow's tit had A&W root beer in it, I'd be sucking on that thing for a fucking month. I don't care.
Oh my god. My fucking head's gonna explode, dude.
I'm crying.
To the last drop. To the last fucking drop.
Aw, yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
I think for that alone, fuck it, it's an S.
It's an S.
Yes!
Dude.
Yes!
And with the A&W Long John like Silver restaurant, we used to have one of those around here like a long time ago. My dad loved that place, and me and him used to go there all the time.
I haven't had
like A&W food in a long time. I remember as a kid thinking it was fine, but then thinking maybe it wasn't. But I don't know if I honestly don't know if they're any around me anymore. I may have to check, and if I do,
barely around.
If there is one around me, I may have to like go on a journey and try it. just to remind myself.
It was glorious the last time I had it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was some of the best. Because,
like,
shit.
I've never had Long John Silver's.
Burgers are huge. Because
I didn't
man.
Really get an appreciation for seafood until, like, a couple years ago. And
their chicken is their best thing.
Well, there's a seafood place by me. I don't know if you guys have them. It's called Captain D's. And
I've had it, yeah.
And they're not bad. They're not bad.
Yeah. Every time I ever pass one, there's fucking nobody in the parking lot. Same thing as Long John Silver's.
And the issue, yeah.
That's sad to me.
Whenever I go to, like, Captain D's, they cook everything, like, fresh to order. So if I go in the drive-thru, I sit there for, like, 10 minutes. But yeah. I'll deal with it.
All right.
And also, Captain D's nuts. Ah.
Captain D's nuts.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if we were past that joke or not.
Dude, you were talking about sucking on a cow's root beer tit. I think we're past that, man.
Listen.
All right, here's the breakdown.
My bad.
No.
Something came over me. I don't know.
No, I needed that laugh. Thank you. That was a good,
it's beautiful.
A good laugh.
I love it. Here's the breakdown. So, in D tier, not your father's piss. I mean, root beer. In C tier, you got Mug. And what was it again? Stewart's. I almost called Stanley's.
Poor Stanley's.
B tier, we've got Great Value, Casey's, and Olipop. A tier, we have Barks, God bless. And S tier, we've got A&W and IBC.
God damn right, where they belong.
Fuck yeah,
I think that's a solid list.
Yep.
I am trying to download the image, but the website is being stupid. There we go. Downloaded it. It is now permanent. It's etched into the very fucking fabric of time.
It's in Superpod Saga canon.
It is, that's true. Oh, it's beautiful. All right. Well, everybody, that's it. That's our first tier list. We'll do more with different stuff. My webcam is slowly fucking dissolving underwater or something. So
it looks like you're in an aquarium for real.
I wish I was in an aquarium. Fucking drown me.
You could recreate the Weird Al Off the Deep End album cover.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. That's it, everybody. I hope people like this. I hope, listen to it. It's root beer. Everybody say bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, join us next time for the toilet paper tier list.
Ooh,
please.
That'd be a good one.
Num, 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 num.
Oh, yeah!